This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Washington is in full anticipation mode, waiting for tomorrow's release of a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. We get a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
While Democrats are calling for an unredacted version of Robert Mueller's Russia report, White House counsel Kellyanne Conway predicts the president will be exonerated and Democrats will be disappointed.
People will cherry pick and try to find something in there. If you can't indict, maybe you'll just try to embarrass and harass. But that will never equal collusion. That will never equal indictment.
Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary of the report says there was no criminal conspiracy between Russia and Trump associates. But Mueller did not provide a conclusion on whether President Trump obstructed justice. The president's inner circle is said to be bracing for embarrassing information that could be divulged, and his legal team is already preparing a lengthy rebuttal. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports the Associated Press NORC poll indicates Americans are feeling more confident that the Mueller investigation was impartial compared to the results of a survey done in mid-March.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows 53% of those responding say Congress should continue to investigate Trump's ties with Russia. 53% also believe Congress should take steps to impeach Trump if he is found to have obstructed justice, even if he did not have inappropriate contacts with Russia. About 6 in 10 believe he obstructed justice. The poll also shows 35% of Americans think Trump did something illegal, while 34% think he has done something unethical. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The former president of Peru, Alan Garcia, underwent emergency surgery today in Lima after shooting himself in the head. It happened as police tried to arrest him on corruption allegations tied to Latin America's largest graft investigation. This is VOA News. The United States is putting new sanctions on Venezuela, as well as Cuba and Nicaragua. And while the principal focus is Caracas, Cuba and those who do business there are also being put on notice. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's implementing a 1996 act giving Americans the right to sue mostly European companies operating out of property Cuba seized when Fidel Castro took power. Every president since Bill Clinton had suspended the right in part to avoid trade clashes with Europeans who were now vowing to protect their businesses. The U.S. says there will be no exceptions.
Any person or company doing business in Cuba should heed this announcement.
The move could affect dozens of Canadian and European companies to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. Sagar Magani at the White House.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appointed a special advisor to support the African Union's mediation efforts in Sudan, where the military ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir last week. A spokesman says Guterres is very attached to his partnership with the African Union and will do whatever he can to support its efforts. The new special advisor is Nicholas Haysom, formerly the UN's top person in Somalia. He was expelled when the government charged he was trying to interfere in Somalia's internal affairs. President Trump's daughter and advisor Ivanka continues her African tour designed to promote the empowerment of women in national economies. Her latest stop was a cocoa farm in the Ivory Coast, where she voiced praise for the women's cooperative that runs it.
In conjunction with the World Cocoa Foundation and all the private sector partners from great companies who join us here today, Administrator Green mentioned several of them, Mars and Cargill and Hershey and Nestle, who join us here on this site to celebrate what happens when you empower women and the opportunity that's created when you empower women, how they uplift their families, how they uplift their communities, and how whole countries prosper.
Ms. Trump also pledged a $2 million aid commitment to women in the Ivorian cocoa industry. French President Emmanuel Macron is conferring with his cabinet on the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral. In a nationwide address, Macron said he wanted to rebuild the historic landmark, in his words, even more beautifully within 5 years. Wealthy French families and businesses have so far pledged hundreds of millions of dollars for the project. But many restoration experts are cautioning such work could take decades to complete. All cathedrals in France are ringing their bells tonight, 48 hours after the devastating fire began. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.